Since the last time I was here, I've been praying for you on a regular basis that God would be gracious to you and to enrich your lives.
然后上次我离开你们这里，我时常为你们祷告，让神愿意神祝福你们，可以张开你。Use the mic.
Use the mic.
Oh, sorry.
The last time I was here, I said to you that one of the things that is very important for us to remember
is that
that God is good all the time.
神是永远永远是那么的美好。
Even though we go through circumstances, nonetheless, God is good all the time.
虽然我们碰到很多那个情况，但是神永远是最好的。
When I was growing up as a young boy,
当我还是一个小男孩的时候,
in my teen years, I belonged to a group that was called Youth for Christ.
然后我属于一个这个属主的年轻人的一个组织。
All over in many of the cities in the United States and even in some other countries, on Saturday night, they would hold a rally that was designed just for youth.
然后在这个，在那个里面，就是在美国，还有在全世界很多地方，都是说在礼拜六的晚上，这些青年人为主的这个组织在这聚会。
As I had mentioned to you before, I grew up in a Christian home.
我跟您从前也讲过，我是在基督教的家庭里面长大的。
My dad was part of this organization that was called Youth for Christ.
然后我的父亲是在这些青年人为了主的青年人那个工作。
Every summer they would hold a very large rally in a city in Indiana.
然后他们在每一个夏天，他们会在印第安纳都开一个很大很大的分经会。
The place was called Billy Sunday Tabernacle.
那个地方叫做 Billy Sunday 会幕会。
And it was in Winona Lake, Indiana.
在这个Mono Lake, Indiana.
There were thousands of young people that would come and gather there for that week.
有成千上千的人，年轻人到那个周末。
The meeting place was much different than this.
那开会的地方跟我们现在的坐的地方不一样。
It was rough benches and a dirt floor.
它是一个那个木头的那个没有抱平的凳子，然后是在土地上那个泥地上的一个。
But it was an exciting time of worship.
但是每一个人都非常非常感觉到很兴奋。
On one occasion, my dad was emceeing the service.
有一次我的父亲在领会。
And the speaker that evening was Billy Graham, a name that we all are pretty familiar with.
那天正好那个讲员是 Billy Graham, 你们大家都知道格里汉牧师。
While we were sitting on the platform,
当我们坐在那个地方的时候。
Billy Graham reached across my dad and tapped me on the knee and said, "Are you going to be like your dad?"
然后那个Billy Graham就走到他的父亲面前，就拍拍他说，哎，你长大了是不是要像你爸爸这样子？
I didn't have much time to think about the answer.
我到那个时候一个大概下午根本不知道说什么。
But before I knew what I was saying, I simply said, "Yes, I am."
那不管怎么样，我说，哎呀，是是是是是。
And that night, after Billy Graham had preached his message, he gave an invitation.
当那天晚上，Billy Graham在那个讲完道以后，然后有邀请那个感动人上来。
The invitation was for people to come forward and to receive Jesus as their savior.
然后那个邀请的目的就是说，有些任何人听那个讲道能够接受耶稣做他的救主。
There were many young people that night that gave their life to the Lord.
那天晚上，很多很多年轻人就把他们的生命奉献给耶稣。
And then there was a second part to the invitation, and that part was people who wanted to give their life to full-time service for Jesus.
然后除了邀请他们信耶稣，第二个就是已经信的人，让我们说希望他们是不是愿意把他们生命通通奉献给主。
It was on that night that I went forward and said I wanted to give my life to Jesus for full-time service.
那天晚上，我就走到前面去说，我愿意把我一生都献给基督。
I was just a a teenager at that time.
那个时候我只是一个、青少年。
But it was at that moment that I knew that the Holy Spirit had been speaking to my mind and to my heart, and I needed to make a decision.
我很清楚地知道在那天晚上圣灵在我的头脑里面在我的心里面都在那里知道神向我讲话。
It was at that moment that I could say to you without a shadow of doubt that God anointed me with His blessing to be in the ministry.
所以从那天开始我就知道我得到神给我灵里面给我、这一切的祝福。
You remember in the 23rd Psalm there is a part that says, He anointeth my head with oil.
你记得不记得我们今天唱的诗篇二三篇里面说他用油膏了我的头
And it says that my cup runneth over.
然后我的杯就是已经充满了
There's an overflowing blessing that God gives us when he anoints us.
这个充满了以后那么大就是完全都倒出那个杯子了
I want to say to you this morning, if you have invited Jesus into your life, the Holy Spirit has anointed you with his blessing.
我现在在今天上午我要跟你讲如果你信了耶稣你知道圣灵在这浇灌你的时候神会在这里带领你
And let me just take a moment to say if you've never asked Christ to come into your heart right where you're sitting right now you can simply say Lord Jesus I'm a sinner and I invite you into my life
如果有些人还没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主你可以简简单的说是我主我愿意接受你到我的、心中来
And the Bible says that when we do that
然后圣经上告诉我们说如果我们这样做了
That he will come and live in our life
然后圣灵神就会在我们心中到我们心里面然后住在我们心里面
And that the Holy Spirit will continue to anoint our lives as we believe and follow Jesus
然后圣灵就会继续地告我们然后叫我们一生一世都跟随他
Let me quickly, not to be too technical, give you two definitions this morning.
我愿意不愿意用太多太多我们这个术语，这个基督徒的术语给你们讲。
Anointing by God is something that happens internally.
啊，被圣灵高满是在我们心中的事情。
The anointing of God internally is generally seen by this way.
在我们内里面心中被神膏抹了以后
When the Holy Spirit gives you insight, ability, stamina, and authority
然后神就会给你们、给我们在心中有那种内里面的感觉给我们力量给我们所有的这一切能力
Or protection that you don't ordinarily have
而且会给我们的保护是我们平常我们不能够、感觉得到的
In order to do a job that he has chosen you for
然后给我们这一切就是说神会给我们的能力去做他要我们做的事情
That's a simple definition of the anointing of God internally
所以这就是很简单的是说内在的被神膏了抹以后
Maybe you've been in a service where somebody has anointed you externally
也许有些人在有些聚会里面在外在上被某些人用油膏抹过
It is when someone prayerfully applies some oil to your skin as an outward sign of what God is doing inside
那个是什么呢就是好像有人在你的身体的外面用油在你外在的身体给你膏抹过了
In the Bible, oil is often used as a symbol of God's approval.
而且在这个膏的在圣经上是代表
His presence, His blessings, His power.
代表他的承认你这个，然后承认给你能力
His comfort, His healing, His joy.
然后给你他的这个安慰，给你的这个医治
Favor and prosperity and authority.
给你给他的喜爱给你这所有的这一切的这种生活上需用
These are all things that we see from the scriptures
这都是圣经上给我们所讲过的
Now I want to take and give you from a practical standpoint
那我现在我们跟你讲说万一在这个实际上到底是
Some facts about God's anointing for your life
事实上假如说你被神的膏了以后
When God appoints you, He anoints you.
当神在那里呼召了以后，他就会高抹你。
The Bible says the one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it.
圣经上告诉我们说，那位招呼你的神，他是信实的，是公义的。
There is many examples in the Bible, but the Bible says from Acts 1:8 that He will give us the power to do what He calls us to do.
在这个圣经上，在这个使徒行传第八章就是说，他你被信了神，受了膏以后，他就会赐你能力去做他要你做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, God never asks you to do something without providing what you need to do it.
弟兄姐妹，神绝对不会叫我们做一些事情，不是他不会给你能力去告诉你，给你帮助你去做。
So an important lesson to learn from God's anointing on your life.
所以重要的功课我们可以学的说，神的。
When God appoints me, He anoints me.
他如果他呼召你的话，他一定会高抹你。
Let me give you another important fact.
我告诉你另外一个事实。
God's anointing makes me a better person.
神的高抹会使我们变成更好的人。
Anointing changes you.
这个高抹以后会使你得到改变。
The scripture you read this morning is very clear as to what God does in our life.
这个今天我们念的圣经这里告诉我们是非常告诉我们说，这高抹以后神的高抹。
When we are anointed by God, He gives us power.
所以我们被神高抹以后，神就会给我们能力。
And He will change you and make you a different person.
他会去改变我们，使我们做变成另外一个新人。
God's word says that old things pass away, and behold, all things become new.
所以圣经上跟我们说，所有你被他膏抹以后，所有事情变成都过去了，然后所有的事情在你就变成个新的人。
The things I wanted to do, the things I used to do, are no longer as important to me.
从前我要做所有我喜爱的那些事情，都对我来讲都不重要了。
As to what God is challenging me to be.
神现在对我面对的一个挑战。
Let me give you a personal example very quickly.
我给你一个我个人的这个一个
Growing up as a teenager, I wanted to be a professional basketball player.
在青少年的时候，我曾经想过我愿意做一个篮球明星。
I went to bed and slept with a basketball next to me.
你知道我在这睡觉的时候是抱了这个篮球做枕头的。
In the morning, I would go out and I would shoot baskets.
然后早上起来我就拿去打那个篮球就投。
In the afternoon, I would shoot baskets.
然后下午我也。
In evenings, I would shoot baskets.
然后到傍晚我还是在那把那个篮球手投到篮里面。
I did everything I could from a human standpoint to somehow learn to be a good basketball player.
所以我知道我做了所有一个人能够做的事情，要变成一个好的篮球队员。
And because I put in a personal effort, I came to the point where I became a semi-professional basketball player.
所以我花了那么多的时间精神在里面，我就变成半个职业的篮球队员。
Now, although you're not aware of this,
也许你大概还看不出来。
But I played for a team that was then the Kings back in Cincinnati, Ohio.
我那个在 Cincinnati, Ohio 的时候，我参加一个篮球的队员，就是我们后来的这个 Kings。今天在 Sacramento 的 Kings 篮球队。
In my mind and heart, I had one goal in mind, and that was to be a good basketball player.
那个时候我就是在我脑筋里就是一个目的，在我说我就愿意做一个非常好的篮球队员。
But remember what I said to you that as a teenager at that convention at Youth for Christ, I said to God, I wanted to serve you.
你知道，但是当我在青少年的时候，我那天晚上我跟神讲说，我愿意去侍奉你。
Because the Holy Spirit had anointed my life, it changed my attitude.
因为神的膏在我身上，我的整个生命就改变了。
And there came a day that basketball was no longer important.
所以那个当一个好的篮球队员，那一切的愿望已经都 对我没有重要了。
But serving God was most important.
最要紧的是侍奉神，这是最要紧的事情。
Because the Holy Spirit poured the power into my life.
因为圣灵把所有神的能力浇托在我浇灌在我身上。
Brothers and sisters, no matter where you're at in stage of life right now,
不管你在人生的旅途上是在哪一个地步。
God's anointing is on you if you are a believer.
假如你是一个信徒的话，神的灵一定会膏你的。
If you're a grandmother, if you're a young mother,
假如你是一个老祖母或者是年轻的妈妈。
If you're a doctor, you're a business person.
假如你是一个医生或者是你是一个做这个企业家。
Wherever you work, whatever you do,
不管你做事情，不管你在哪里，
because God has anointed you, He wants you to be the best person that you can be doing that as you serve Him.
如果神膏了你以后，你就会做，不管做什么事情，你就会做这个这一行事情，你做会做的最好。
He will make you a better person.
他会使你变成一个更好的人。
Because he's anointed your life.
因为他膏了你，在你生命中间。
Let me give you another fact about anointing.
在我给你一个另外一个关于。
God's anointing makes difficult tasks easier.
神的膏抹以后，使你所有的难事都变成比较容易了。
Because you don't do it in your power, you do it in His power.
你知道吗？你已经不是靠着你自己的能力去做，你是神的能力在你身上做。
You remember what the Bible says?
你知道圣经上给我们怎么说？
It says that you have not because you've not asked.
你常常说我没有这个，没有这个。圣经告诉我。说因为你没有向神求。
The Bible says I can do all things through Christ which gives me the strength and the ability.
这个圣经上告诉我们说靠着神我可以做任何事情是靠着主给我做的这个力量。
Brothers and sisters, I can say to you through my life experience.
弟兄姐妹我在告诉你这是我自己个人的亲身经验。
Because of God's anointing on my life, He has made difficult tasks easier.
因为神告了我，才会把那些所有很困难的事情都变成很容易了。
And he promises that he will do it for you as well.
而且神也给了我们所有的应许，说他在我们每一个信他的人都身上都会这样做。
Let me give you another fact.
然后我告诉你另外一个事实。
God's anointing makes the impossible possible.
然后神的高某会使那些对什么事情你觉得不可能的事情都会变成可能。
God says that He can take and do the impossible when your life is surrendered to Him.
所以神告诉我们说，只要我们在把我们交托给神的话，神可以给我们力量做任何不可能发生的事情。
What the Bible says, what is impossible for man is possible with God.
圣经上明明清楚跟我们讲说，对人来讲是不可能，对神来讲是绝对可能的。
So let me just review quickly before we go on to a couple more points.
让我在这里稍微做一点回顾我刚刚所给大家交通的。
When God appoints me, He anoints me.
当神指定要我的话，他就会给我高抹。
God's anointing makes me a better person.
所以神这给我高抹以后，使我变成一个更好的人。
God's anointing makes difficult tasks easier.
神的高抹会使那些难成的事情都变成很容易了。
God's anointing makes the impossible possible.
而且神的高抹会被那些事不可能的事情都变成可能了。
Let me just share a couple more.
让我再跟弟兄姐妹分享一些其他的关于这一点。
When God anoints my life, He anoints my life to bless others.
当神膏油抹是膏油干什么？是让膏油抹是使我可以去祝福。
We have been blessed to bless others.
所以我们是靠了神的祝福，所以我们也可以去祝福人家。
Let me just say here.
让我在这里说
I have always had the desire to do what the young man did this morning at the piano.
我从前就是很想说，我是很一直想说这个 young man 在这个钢琴上他的那些的这些才能。
I wish that sometimes when I'm preaching that I could just walk off the platform and sit down at the piano and be able to play the piano.
所以我常常想当我做一个牧师在那讲完道以后我就可以把我讲的又用那个弹琴来这个跟大家分享。
But you know what? God's not anointed me to do that.
但是我告诉你，事实上神没有高于我去弹琴。
There's another thing that I've learned.
还有另外事情我学习到。
God, when He chooses to bless you, He will use you in the place that He places you.
而且神选择你里面，然后他把你带到这，然后他带你到任何地方，就是在那个地方去用着你去使用的。
Now at home, if you came and visited my home,
假如在我家里面你来。
You would find that I have a favorite chair.
你可以看到我一个最心爱一个椅子。
And next to that chair is a little table.
然后在那椅子旁边有一个小桌子。
There's a Bible.
那个上面放着一本圣经。
There's a couple magazines that I like reading.
还有一些杂志。
That I change from time to time.
常常我也会把那些杂志更新一下。
And you may be surprised at this other thing that's at that table.
你知道我现在下面在桌上还有什么事情你会大概惊讶。
It's a dictionary.
还有一本字典在旁边。
But let me tell you what kind of dictionary.
我告诉你那是什么样的字典。
It's a Chinese dictionary that translates to English.
是把这个中文中对音的字典。
You might say, Pastor Jay, why do you have that by that table?
我就说，哎， Pastor Jay， 你干什么把一个这个中对音的字典中放到你的桌子旁边？
I have told you I love coming and being with you.
这就证明说，我讲说我实在是很高兴到你们中间，我把字典都放在我的桌子旁边。
And I have said to God, God help me to learn to be able to speak Chinese.
我跟神讲，求神让我学习能够讲中文。
But brothers and sisters, God has not anointed me to preach to speak Chinese.
但是我告诉你，神没有高抹我的口去讲出。
I learn a couple words and I think I'm going to come and try those words out and I forget them when I come in the door.
我学过几句这个中文，但是我到门口我就忘记了。
But let me tell you this.
马里说 Amen.
Let me tell you this.
让我告诉你。
God has anointed me to love you and to come and share God's word with you.
神高抹我爱你们这些中国的弟兄姐妹。
And just as you have blessed me, I trust that in that way I'm able to bless you.
就像我相信神也把你们这些中国弟兄姐妹来到这里来祝福我一样。
You see, brothers and sisters, when God anoints our life,
弟兄姐妹，神高我们每一个人。
He anoints our life to bless others.
他高我们是要我们去高抹旁人，去给旁人带来祝福。
And now over 55 years,
现在已经过了。
God has used me in the ministry.
神带领我在他的事工上。
To bless others.
是带。
Through preaching.
去。
Through doing funeral services, through doing baby dedications, through doing dedications of homes, anointing people, praying for people, visiting people in hospitals. Everything that I have done is because God has anointed my life to bless others. And He wants to do the same for you. Today, when you take communion, and you remember what Jesus has done for you,
要记得耶稣基督为我们做了什么。
My prayer is that you will say, Thank you, dear Jesus, for anointing me to be who I am.
变成我现在的我自己。
Well, one last thing.
最后一件事。
For every new challenge, I need a fresh anointing.
所以对任何一个新的挑战，我需要新的。 膏抹。
You can't store up your anointings.
你不能够是把你从前的膏抹就来膏抹你。
For each new thing that comes your way,
在你生命中间有任何新东西到你生命中间
，God wants to give you a fresh anointing.
神会给你一个新的膏油来膏抹你。
And God is simply waiting for you to say,
神在这里等我们说
，Use me and bless me.
神啊，使用我，然后去祝福别人。
Well, I trust that maybe this morning just one of these things might touch your heart and your life.
我希望我今天跟大家分享的时候，不管中间我们讲的是任何事情，神会来感动你。
The Bible says in the 23rd Psalm,
圣经上面诗篇23面讲，
You anoint my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup is full and running over.
使我的福杯满溢。
God bless you in your anointment that He has called you to.
然后神会膏你去，而且会召呼召你出来。
Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters.
父神，我在这里为我们这里的。
That their love for you will be overflowing.
然后让他们的福能够充满了福。
I pray that they will use the anointing that you have put on their life.
我在这祷告说，求主你把你的油膏在他们身上，他们可以使用。
To be a blessing.
然后他们必可以变成旁人的祝福。
And may they serve you with gladness.
所以他们就可以去侍奉旁人，是喜乐。
Father, I pray for these few minutes that there be a time of remembering you dying for us and coming again.
父神，我们在这里我们愿意说你再一次说你为我们到这世界上，为我们死在十字架上。
May we remember your great love.
然后让我们记得你对我们的爱。
And that you gave your life for us.
然后你把你的命给了我们，而且是完完全全给我们。
And may we give our best.
说我们愿意把我们送最好的献给你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
主耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。